Track 3, A Missive of Kindness Lifts the Spirits, BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt.
Last week I received a card in the post from my friend Jenny. It was a missive of kindness and camaraderie. A "you've got this" message from someone who knew I was having to juggle a lot of balls. The day before this, we had spent the day together with our children and it had been obvious I was exhausted. What's extraordinary is that Jenny posted that card to me before the day out. She had sensed how I was feeling even before she saw me. Her empathy and thoughtfulness, based probably on a couple of rushed texts, lifted my spirits just as she'd hoped. Jenny is the kind of friend all of us need, one who picks up on the signs and knows how you're doing before you tell them. Most of the time, we don't need solutions, we just need someone to drop down into the hole we're temporarily sitting in and, literally or metaphorically, hold our hand. A while back, after Jenny had done another characteristically kind act, I told her how much it meant to me. She said that a friend had done something very kind for her a few years ago, and she wanted to pay it forward. We're all familiar with the concept of paying back, but I wonder if we think enough about paying it forward. Doing something kind for someone else just because you know how lovely it feels to be on the receiving end. For the beneficiary, it's more than just the warm words or the surprise gift. It's the fact that you're being held in mind by that person. You're not coping alone. We all need to know that. It's been known for some time that loneliness can affect one's health, but as a result of the last few strange years, I now realise that isolation can creep up and take its toll in different ways. I've seen it in action across the age groups. In the wake of the pandemic, there are record numbers of young people not attending school. There are obvious concerns about their education, but there should also be alarm bells ringing about their emotional development. Teenagers, more than any other age group, learn from interacting with their own tribe. It's not surprising that alongside that statistic about school attendance are others showing a rise in adolescent mental health problems. Then there's the home worker, someone who now goes into the office far less. Wonderful for some, as it can be more efficient and helpful for family life. But for others, it can be very isolating. Most communication is done by email or video call. Situations can be misread. Slights can be felt in a way they wouldn't if you were face to face. I know some hybrid workers still feel isolated when they do come into the office, as they no longer feel fully part of the team. If you think of workplace dynamics being like a family, the home worker can be the child who comes home after travelling to find his room has been turned into a study. The older person who lives alone is probably what we most think of when it comes to loneliness. I've witnessed it firsthand with my father, who lives 4 hours away from me. He had carers going in, but there were still long stretches of the day when he was alone. He would tell me he was bored, but what he meant was he was lonely. As he got more frail and less able to go out, the anxiety, his and mine, grew. I finally persuaded him to get a live-in carer, and the impact was incredible. He now has companionship, and it's given him a new lease of life. We all know what it's like to feel alone, and we all know how solidarity can help. So let's try to pay it forward. It can be as simple as inviting your neighbour over for a coffee, checking in with the colleague you haven't seen for months, or, like Jenny, sending a card to a friend that makes their day.